Good morning and Merry Christmas to you. Dr. Joyce Morley joins us. She's our psychotherapist, author, trainer, speaker. And today she's talking about how to celebrate the life of your relatives or loved ones instead of mourning their loss through the holidays. Holidays are so tough for folks.
Very tough. And Merry Christmas to you and everyone also.
Thank you.
It's very tough because it's that time when we want to be around our relatives, mm-hmm. want to be around loved ones. And if they've already exited, if they've already transitioned, and it's very difficult. And that first year, you're sort of in shock mm-hmm. about the fact, is it real? Is it really real that they're gone? And, you know, those stages of grief, we had talked about that on another show, and being able to bargain and trying to just come to terms with the fact that, is this person really gone?
Yeah.
Is it real? And so it's very difficult. But, you know, I say to people, it gets easier as time goes by, but it never goes away. Because
right.
that person was really and truly a part of your life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the sad part is that people are leaving here so quickly. And during the holidays, it just seems like it's so prevalent
That's right.
People are transitioning. And we're not talking about old people, y'all.
No.
Not at all.
No, we're talking about people, young people. My
yes.
mother used to say that every year has a certain number that it has to carry.
Mm.
That there are people that have to go out every year. And one of the things that we have to recognize, we don't understand, and we'll never understand. And Twanda, you are aware that I just lost an uncle
mm-hmm.
By marriage. I lost my surrogate godmother just last night.
Wow.
And so very difficult, someone who's been there for me, and I lost another surrogate godmother last year around the
holidays. This time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, around the same time.
Yeah.
And then I'm hearing when I get my hair done, there's a young man, 40 years old, one of my best friends, Kathy Smiley, and her family, the Smiley family, who lost a sister, then lost a niece, 42, goes
my
to the
goodness.
Doctor, not feeling well. And then I get a call, they lost one of the great-grands,
mm-hmm.
90-something years old last night. So and they say it comes in threes. We
mm-hmm.
don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, death itself has no understanding.
Right.
We know that it's going to come. You know how, my mother used to also say, you know how you're going to come here, but you don't know how you're going to
exactly. Live. Exactly. But there is an appointed time for each of us.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we keep an appointment book. You know I keep one. We keep a schedule every day. But that's one thing that'll never be on your book because you don't know it.
Mm-mm.
And so you may be late for everything else, but that's one appointment you're not going to be late for because you don't control it.
Right.
And just imagine if people did, they'd be so trying to do everything crazy that they possibly could. You'd probably die before your appointed time.
Oh,
I wanted
goodness.
To, you know, jump out of a helicopter.
Yeah.
Well, that might not be the right thing for you to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have a heart attack. Well, you probably should have been here another 2 years, but you wanted to speed up time.
Wow.
And so we have to begin to look at that loss, that crossing over is a part of life and that transition, because for every time that it happens, it seems like there's somebody's born and there has to be a space that's taken.
Mm.
And we begin to look at it. And, you know, I've always said, you know, I don't understand. And my surrogate godmother, we call the Queen Mother, Corinne Wilson, down in Winter Springs, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows. And she used to say to me, there is no understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just
got to be comfortable in knowing that everybody's got to do it. That's the one thing that everybody in this world has to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were children and coming up, we hear of people dying, but they were older.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you had someone who was around your age that died, it was a shock.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that often. And it seems as if you recover from it and you move forward. And there were times when I was coming up, they would have the bodies and keep them in the house. Not in my house, but I know down the street. Because I always said I would never want to live anymore. But it was such a scary thing. I
yeah.
could look out of my porch and look down the street, and you'd see the bodies with this one family, and they'd have them on the porch, and you could smell the gardenias.
Wow.
And, you know, and it was real frightening. But as you get older, you recognize,
mm-hmm.
yeah, this
mm-hmm.
is a reality.
Right, right. You know, and I tell this story probably every year. I have a dear friend. Gosh, she's got to be close to 70 now. She has 5 sisters, and they had one brother, and the one brother died when he was like 19, 20 years old.
Mm.
So, and mind you, that was ages ago.
Yes.
They all still get together and mourn this thing like it happened yesterday.
Wow.
And so I, you know, when I was in my 20s and hanging out with the family and everything, I was like, what's going on? What they crying and wailing and, you know, everybody's depressed and sad. And I was like, what's good? And then she would tell me, because, you know, my brother died on this day. It was around Christmas on this day. And, you know, so I'm just going to go to bed for a few days. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Yep. 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 So what do you do to really pull yourself out of that? I know some people, it may be a clinical depression. There may be some other things going on, but why would you make it so, you know, purpose that I'm going to be depressed and sad and almost suicidal?
Right.
Because somebody died 50 years ago.
You know, the problem, it's nothing wrong with being sad.
Right.
And there are people who get depressed, and you can have seasonal depression. And the clinical depression, they're diagnosed, it probably lasts longer. You might need therapy and medication and things like that, even with a seasonal depression. But when you're talking about a loss and sadness, I get sad, but not to the point of depression.
Right.
The problem comes about when you lay in it and you wallow in it and you don't get up and you're mourning and crying for year after year after year. That means that you have not moved on with your life. And that means that even though you are alive, you didn't take the A from alive and you're not living and that live. And so what you have to do is begin to celebrate the life of that individual. That's what will help you and keep you from mourning and crying all the time and weeping and wailing and gnashing of the teeth and all that craziness is because of the fact that that person was a blessing. If you begin to look at it and reframe the whole thing about the life.
Yes.
I'm the 14th child. I had 13 sisters and brothers, same mom, same dad, and there are only five of us left. I've lost nieces and nephews. Just lost two nephews this year. And so what we do, we get together when I was in Florida a couple of days ago and get with my nieces and nephews, and we laugh about the things.
Yes.
We tell jokes.
Yeah.
So get out your pictures and begin to laugh. Leave a chair, an empty chair, at the dinner table for the holidays, for Christmas, even other holidays, birthday celebration. Let's get together. This was John's birthday. This was Mary's birthday. So we're going to celebrate. Invite friends over, and you set the tone by saying to friends, we're not here to mourn.
Right.
We're here to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And
when
you can begin to start saying, thanking God for having this person in my life. So instead of look at the fact that this person is missing, and look at and you're messing over all of that, look at it as a blessing. Let's count the blessings. How many blessings can you think that he made in your life or she made in your life? How did he bless you? And so let people go around. Have a sort of around the table.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? She blessed me this way. Corinne blessed me this way. When I think about my surrogate godmothers, and I laugh, so that's what I was doing last night. I'm on the plane on my way back. I woke up this morning. I was like, is this real? And so I begin to see her walking. I begin to hear us talking. I begin to hear her laugh. I begin to just all the things that when she would have on that African garb, I could envision all that. So I chuckle. So I probably will cry a little later, but it won't be a point to depression where I won't get up, because this woman was such a blessing to me and in my life. I am so blessed today. So when you can write it down, how blessed was my mother to me? Well, the fact that she kept you. What a blessing my dad, my uncle, my aunt, my best friend. Because as we said, 40s, 20s, 30s.
Doesn't matter.
Life, death has no age.
Right.
It has no sex. It has no matter all of what you've done, when you did and didn't do, it's an appointed time. But as this holidays come, you're really here to, if you're going to celebrate Christ, then you should be celebrating that Christ gave life.
Yes.
And if Christ died, then recognizing that we die too.
Mm-hmm.
So that same celebration you do for Christmas, if you want to buy something in remembrance, what was that person's favorite color? What was that person's favorite gift? That favorite meal? Cook that meal, and we're going to celebrate by eating Mary's. She used to like lasagna. Well, cook some lasagna. Okay, and envision in your mind, because we always say the spirit, we don't know, because, you know, I always say, no one has ever come back and told me.
Right. Look, they say, but they never came back and told me, for sure.
When I came in last night, and I'm, you know, taking one suitcase in, and I hear there's some, like someone's walking.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff started falling in my kitchen. And so I said, there's got to be Corinne letting me know.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in the kitchen. There was nothing was down. I didn't see anything.
Right.
But I could hear the walking.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say, I don't know.
Yeah, they say.
I do believe the spirits. And so what we do is we celebrate.
Yeah.
And if they're watching, they don't want us mourning, you know,
mm-hmm.
like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they want us to be able to celebrate. And so write it down. Have a party to celebrate. The holidays are a great time to celebrate.
It is. When we went for Thanksgiving with my grandmother, she's 90. And I said, Graham, you know, granddaddy been gone for 27 years. She said, yep. And, you know, she had 9 kids. All of them are still living. So,
wow.
Oh, my God. It got into the storytelling. And when I tell you, we were falling on the floor. She was laughing, talking about granddaddy, talking about all the crazy stuff, the fights, you know, he had PTSD. They didn't call it back in those days. We called it shell shock. And then how generous he was, what he taught us, how he loved us, the things he did for us. So it was so amazing. It was like it's a celebration of life.
Right.
And that's what I think we need to begin to do. Sure, you have your funeral, you mourn, but make sure there's a celebration of life in there.
Yes. And there's nothing wrong with feeling sad.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong. But then I need you to get up.
Yeah.
Don't just sit. Don't lay in it. Get up and move around and begin to just give praises that this person was in your life.
Yeah.
And the stories are very important, especially for the young children.
Mm-hmm.
Gather them around. And that's what I did, you know, this past couple of days when I was in with my nieces and nephews. And we just told joke. And my nephew, Rufus, is nothing but a jokester. And we laughed and we thought about my nephew. And we said, you know, I can't believe Alfred is gone, that Alfred is dead. And then he would talk about him. And we laughed, as you said, your family did.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, he remember this, remember that. And then my other niece said, no, I don't remember that. And so it became a storytelling. It became a journey together, all of us there. And then at the end we said, yep, Alfred is gone.
Yeah.
And so when you look at it, if you look at the whole instead of the part,
mm-hmm.
and that part is the loss and the death, but the whole and the totality is the life.
Yes, yes.
And I think the life is much greater than the death.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not so much about, you know, when that person left, but that born, that dash between, did they do, that they fulfill.
How they lived. That's right.
They live.
Mm-hmm.
And also what we have to remember, Twanda, is that when you're close to people and you have loved ones, those people never totally die, because as long as you tell the story
mm-hmm.
and as long as you keep them alive in your heart and in your memories and you share it with other people, they're never totally dead.
Yeah.
The body went on, but you've managed to keep them alive
mm-hmm.
by talking about them,
by
saying things, great things about them, and remembering them and going through that celebration.
Mm-hmm.
You keep them alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and in life, because we all got to go, okay?
Yes.
That's something to discuss. Like, my mom and I, when we go to funerals, she'll bring the program home and say, I really like this right here in this program.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
I'll bring one home and say, Mom, can we do this at your funeral? Or I'll say, because I might go before her.
That's right.
Can you do it at mine? This
right.
is what I want.
Right.
And so we have just talked ad nauseum about what we want at our
mm-hmm.
home going.
Right.
My mom says, I don't want no slow songs. She said, I want a choir. I want off. I said, Mom, I got you. I'm going to hook you up. You know? But I think that takes the sting out of it, and it brings some levity to that one thing.
Well, that's
two things. You've got to be born and you're going to die.
You're going to die.
Yeah. And so to deal with that,
the actuality of it is, mm-hmm. and the reality is, that it's going to take place.
Right.
And so how do we begin to reconcile it?
Mm-hmm.
How do we begin to put in place, you know, what I want happen? And there's a packet, and you can probably, I don't know whether you can get it online. I do have a copy, and I know my middle daughter had given to me before. Things I want people to know and I want them to do.
Right.
And the worst thing that can happen, I know when my uncle died a couple of weeks ago, and people started coming from all over, and the first thing we asked them before he died, you have insurance? Well,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get it. There's
mm-hmm.
a woman there
mm-hmm.
that's going to get this insurance.
Right.
And so people show up from everywhere. Now, they want to direct it and have things going that way. So when we celebrate the mourning, them being born,
mm-hmm.
then we should not go through a mourning when they die. So there should be the same celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And it states somewhere that we're supposed to cry when they come because
and,
they're going to have
exactly,
to
the reverse.
And all this mess we
yes,
have to put up.
Yes, yes.
But when they go,
we should celebrate.
More at peace and resting. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't know.
Celebration. Yep, yep, yep. It's
so
true.
So I think that we, if the preparation has already been there.
Yeah.
And you have yourself ready. And I think we call the Queen Mother. I think Queen Mother probably was already ready because she always believed.
Mm-hmm.
She knew.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I know Mother Jones, she left last year. She knew.
Yeah.
She was already ready. And the other thing is that you help people to get ready. And so people will be sad. It's
mm-hmm.
okay to be sad.
But okay don't but don't make them have to go through the mourning process and plan your entire funeral and not know
right.
what you wanted.
Right.
That to me, that's selfish.
It is selfish. You should dictate, and the thing about it is, you want to say what you want. Now, I'm not saying that everybody's going to do what you want
mm-hmm.
when things happen, because you can't do anything.
Right,
because
you're gone, right.
But many times, if you were to put it in writing, it can stand.
Right.
And people will know. So you can't just speak it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to begin to say, you know what? What are the great things? That homegoing service should be
yeah.
just that. It should
yeah.
be a celebration.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
When, and then every holiday. Because, as I said, it gets easier.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine lost her son a couple of years ago, the Johnson family. And she said to me, I was what I do. And what can you we do also to help these people who have lost loved ones?
Mm-hmm.
I text. I have a whole group of people. I don't send them a group text. I text each one individually. And I text them at the beginning of every holiday, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, holidays, 4th of July. I want you, and my message to them is, I want you to know that I didn't forget to remember.
Mm.
And so she texts me back. I just did this past week because I know that Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, how much just makes a difference in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, I don't know why year two seems to be much more difficult than year one. Well, year one, you're in shock.
Yeah.
And those first holidays are the most difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You're in shock.
Mm-hmm.
Is this really happening? Is what? You're gone. And especially if it's a child.
Yeah.
Year two, it begins to the reality.
That reality.
That
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And where you're beginning to see this really, really did happen. Because we go to sleep and we wake back up and it's like, is this real?
Right.
Did it happen? And sometimes we feel cheated. Especially with a child, or
yeah.
if you just got married to someone, I didn't have enough time,
mm-hmm.
or I wasn't aware that they were dying. If I'd have had more time, well, if you'd had more time, what would you have done?
Right. So that goes back to the saying of treat every day like it's your
yes,
last.
It's
Live
your
best life every day.
Yes. So how do you go around not speaking
mm.
to someone that you claim you love?
Mm-hmm.
How do you go around not speaking to your mother, not speaking to your
oh,
father,
yeah, yeah.
Not having anything to say?
Mm-hmm.
Stop speaking to your friends, so-called best friends, because of the fact that they didn't say what you wanted them to say and they didn't act the way you wanted them to act.
Yeah.
And so we wonder sometimes why people seem to never get over because there's a lot of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
you have done all that you could, and ask yourself, am I treating my mother right? Am I treating my dad right?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I treating my sister, my brother, my
mm-hmm.
best friend,
mm-hmm.
am I my pastor, whomever? I think that what we can do is when that time comes, you'll feel a lot better. I know when my mom died, it was like a cloud was over my head for a year, but I had no regrets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the last time I saw her, she said I said something that hurt her feelings. Now, I didn't think it, but I apologized.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the next time I was looking at her was in a casket.
Mm.
So I celebrate her. I celebrate her birthday. I celebrate her death. So when the anniversary of her death comes, instead of me mourning and the gnashing of the teeth and wallowing, I call up everybody and say, you know, Mom has been dead. This Mom's been dead. So really, yeah. So remember when she said this? And that's what we do.
Yeah.
So the Mama Said book,
right.
My Mama Said book, Vitwanda, where you wrote the forward in there, a lot of that, that's where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a celebration of remembering her, looking at all the things she said.
Absolutely.
And so that's a good way to be able to do it.
Yes,
if you
yes.
can get together, give a toast to those people, remembering them, laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you cry, you
it's still a celebration. Yeah.
You can still celebrate. Wipe
yeah.
your eyes.
Yeah.
Think of 10 things that they did for you, or you did for them, or you did together.
Mm-hmm.
How blessed you were to have them in your life, or how blessed you are to have had them in your
right,
life.
Right.
Write them down.
Mm-hmm.
Get some people over. We want to celebrate his life or her life. You know they died around this time because you're still alive. They made a difference in your life one way or the other. Celebrate it, remember it, talk about it, and don't let it be on the inside, bring it on the outside. You know, the power is in your speaking. That way you can be able to get out some of the sadness, mm-hmm. get over some of the mourning, and get over the fact that there's a loss. But in all actuality, if you add it all together, it really was not a loss as much as it was a gain.
A gain. Mm-hmm.
Blessed mm-hmm. by that person being in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Doc, if there's somebody who is a little bit beyond that or way beyond that, who is not getting out of bed, who is, you know, talking suicide or just not themselves, and you recognize it or it's you,
yes.
What should we be doing?
Most certainly, get to a licensed psychotherapist, mm-hmm. get someone in the mental health field that can help you, someone who knows about handling grief,
mm-hmm.
someone who can help you to be able to see the positivity of this whole thing and not the negativity.
Right.
And if they're suicidal, it's very important to get them to the nearest emergency room.
Yeah.
If you can't take them, then call 911.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be very serious about suicide. And sometimes during the holidays, people's sadness is a dark
yes.
one. And they may suffer from bipolar mm-hmm. disorders, major depressive disorders. And so when you have people who are really deeply clinically depressed, I say to people, do not take that on because you're not trained to be able
exactly.
to do it. Call 911. Mm-hmm. Or if you can, it's best if you can encourage them to go to the mental health facilities, DeKalb Medical, any of those, many of them have mental health facilities that you can take them to, and they will actually evaluate them. They will look at them, and if they need to keep them, you know, by law, they can keep them 72 hours.
Right.
And be able to ascertain mm-hmm. if there's something that we can do and to get them stabilized, a baseline level of stability. And do not take it lightly when someone says, I'm going to take my
right.
life.
Right.
Okay, and so you don't want to participate in that. You don't want to enable it because if something happens, then you're going to be grieving again. You'll never get over it. You're going to carry that guilt. But get to a psychotherapist, get to a therapist, a mental health person, someone who's licensed, someone who knows what they're doing, and do not play around with suicidal thoughts, suicidal, what we call them, ideations.
Right, right.
Or mm-hmm. if they have a plan, it's even much more prevalent because mm-hmm. if you come to me and you have a plan, you go into the hospital.
Exactly. Exactly. So, just want to let you know
so
that don't dismiss it. Don't dismiss it.
Right,
it's very important
right.
during this
That's
time
right.
of the year.
That's right. It's difficult, but you know the holiday seasons only last for a while, and we'll be back to reality again after
right.
you spend all your money.
Mm-hmm.
But celebrate the lives of your loved ones,
yes.
those who've gone on.
Yes.
Celebrate your own life, and
mm-hmm.
thank God that you're still here. And those who've gone on. You know, get a picture. Put the picture up prominently. And
mm-hmm.
when people come in and say, yes, look at, don't she look great?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You remember how she used to dress? Look at this dress I have on today. That's one of her dresses.
Wow.
And so, you know, find a way to be able to do it and where you can laugh about it.
Absolutely.
And move on.
Absolutely. Doc, in case anybody needs you during this holiday time, give them your information.
Surely they can contact me. My telephone number is 770-808-6570. They can also go to my website, Twanda, and reach me through there. Send me an email and I will get back to you. And that's www.drjoyce.com, www.drjoyce.com.
All right. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, everyone.